Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
For another week of information, well, it's going to take us a week. It'll take us an hour to get the info from Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health as to what's been going on in the research laboratories and the investigations that have been done and what's been published in the journals of medicine. I'm Doug Steffen, here to help Dr. Ken shepherd this information so that you understand how it may apply to you. That's really the beauty of this time we spend together. We always cover a number of topics every week, various studies and things that will impress you. Last week we spent a lot of time, Ken, talking about depression and what's going on, how do people get depressed and that sort of thing. I noticed that there is a study this week about depression and anxiety and how it impacts young adults as compared to teenagers. This is kind of interesting. I'd be interested also to know how depression and anxiety, even though it wasn't part of the study, affects those of us who are our age.
Well, this is a Harvard survey that's out this week, Doug, that finds while rising rates of depression and anxiety among American teens are getting most of the attention, a lot of this has to do with social media screens and all the rest. But it turns out that young adults may be struggling even more with these conditions, according to this new report from the Harvard Graduate School of Education. Here's the amazing data, the numbers, they're just unbearable, unbelievable. Approximately 36% of young adults said they struggle with anxiety compared to 18% of teens. And regarding depression, 29% of young adults, Doug, said they experience it compared with 15% of teens. It seems that young adults, they're just struggling with a lack of meaning and purpose in their life.
Interesting. I find that the whole business of, no matter what your age, the impact social media and those devices are having on our lives, you can't go down the street, you can't get in a car, you can't be in an office, you can't be anywhere, that people don't have their devices out, and they're busily using their thumbs to type notes to like something earth-shaking, and you know, who knows, it could be about having carrots for dinner tonight. It's a compulsion. And I think it's the most unhealthy thing that's happened to us as a society, as a people, in my lifetime. It's worse than, you know, I mean, look at the amount, the toll that it takes on human life, human behavior. Yeah, it's worse than a nuclear war. I don't know, maybe that's a little stretch, but we're at war with ourselves, and this stuff just keeps pounding away at us, and we look at it and believe it. Look at all the misinformation about what's going on in Israel and the Middle East that's coming because of people not being taught how to think and how to discern information. It's just mind-boggling. I'm not surprised that the depression isn't a problem, but as I've said, I think it affects all of us, no matter what our age. And it's a dangerous, I think it's very dangerous, frankly. But how are you going to turn back the clock on this? You're not going to do it. Right? I mean, how are you? You can't turn back the clock. But you can. We had a conversation on the Good Day program this week. Jay Kirshner and I, the co-host, were talking about the what happens in Halloween, and we got into a discussion about how many people were on their cell phones while they were walking around, and did that help them? Let's say there was an emergency. She wants to give her child a phone at a certain age, and I said, I don't think that's a good idea. And she said, well, there's so much danger in the world today, and so many things can happen. What a horrible way. What, are we really living that horrible a life? That there's so much danger, that everybody's afraid of everything. And again, back to the depression study that you're talking about, how can you not be depressed when you look around at what's going on and how people interpret things and their reactions to it. Wow. That's, I don't know, am I overcooking this or am I on the right path here?
What do you, you know,
when people, when you come into your, when you go, when people come into your office and they sit down with you for a consultation, do they have their iPhones with them and are they looking at them while you're talking? I mean, I'm bringing myself to my experience in your office where we spend hours talking about the results of tests every year. And I don't have a I don't have my cell phone with me, but I've walked past other people in offices there. They've had their cell phones, and I'll bet you the people, the staff, has their cell phone, their iPhone with them. Huh?
You know, we could spend the whole show on this. I mean, yeah. There are various policies. Some offices, when you walk in a medical office, they ask you to turn them off, period.
Yeah.
Some offices don't. I don't do that. I think because people rely on them for emergencies, you know, so I don't tell people, you absolutely, you come in the door, you must turn your phone off. And I just, most people, when they're in the office, use them appropriately. If there's an emergency call, they can receive it. But when they're interacting, sometimes I'll actually, you know, tell them to look at, you know, we'll look up something together on the phone so we can look at some data together. So it can be used appropriately, not as a distraction, but as an educating tool as we read something together in the room. But I think we, most of the time during the exam time, are off our phones and not using them, only for some very special occasions.
Yeah, right. All right. Speaking of special occasions, this weekend, as this program airs, we are going back to standard time. We have been in daylight time, most of the country and much of the so-called civilized world. I'm not sure how how we define that, but at any rate, the tradition of doing this started when we were an agrarian economy and we needed more time to work on the farms. It's pretty much the same as the summer school vacation that came about as a result of the agrarian economy, which we don't have anymore. So why do we need this? There are some people, there has been a law introduced to change it to the same time. And there was an agreement. The House wanted to have, I believe, daylight time, and the Senate wanted to have standard time. And so, hello, as usual, gridlock, nothing gets done. And more people get more and more annoyed at this because it seems unnecessary at this point. So there's now a group of doctors who have suggested that we stay on one time, and I'm surprised, Ken, that they think standard time is the time to go to.
Give me a second. You know, we don't run from controversy on this show in medicine,
no.
and this is, I acknowledge, controversial, but the true experts, Doug, among physicians in sleep are sleep physicians. It's become a specialty, and you train in this, and you do research, you take care of the most difficult sleep problems among us, and there's an American Academy of Sleep, and who are the best experts among the physicians on sleep but the members of this American Academy of Sleep? So the American Academy of Sleep puts out a position paper on ending daylight savings time. It catches my attention.
Sure.
So this position paper by the American Academy of Sleep, let's just delve in, if we have a moment, why
sure.
the American Academy of Physicians feels this way. And what they say is, a quote from this position paper is that a change to permanent standard time, Doug, is best aligned with human circadian biology, meaning the pattern of light and darkness best aligns with human activity and has the potential to produce beneficial effects for public health and safety. And this is directly from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. And they have impact. They are the smartest. When I have a patient who I have a problem with their sleep that I can't deal with, and I want a super specialist in this area, I'm going to this group of people. So we have to acknowledge what they're saying, even though it may trouble many of us who love our daylight savings time.
Yeah. Well, it is troubling. I don't know. I find that it's helpful to me as a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, when I can stay out and work in the summertime till 9 o'clock, it's very helpful. And that would not be the case if we were on standard time. I'd only be able to go till 8 o'clock. And everything else, the radio time doing my program would stay the same, whether it's standard or whether it's daylight. So for me personally, I prefer daylight savings time. What do you prefer? Never mind what the doctors are saying. What do you prefer? What do you think works best for you, whether in your practice or your personal life?
I find that I am aligned with this circadian biology when I'm on regular time.
Yeah, really? Okay. All right, so there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Something else for you to think about that's helpful. That's what Ken is all about. Ken's here to help you out. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Lake Cardiology is his clinic down in Florida. And boy, oh boy, people flock down to see him because he's so good. If you can't get to him, at least personally, why don't you get to him with a telemedicine Zoom call, which you can arrange by calling 352-735-1400. You can arrange time in his office if you want to go there. It's a neat place. I love the town. So you can come like I do every year and enjoy the day, go downtown, have a little lunch, right? Enjoy the warm southern hospitality of that part of Florida. 352-735-1400. That's the number for Dr. Ken's office. Here's a number for you to get a three-night, two-night stay, three-day. Hello, let me say this again. Three-day, two-night stay in Las Vegas. Lots of people, thousands of people have called this number so far, 800-419-3684. And they've gotten the trip that I promised them. Hello, you don't have to do anything except pick up the phone and call that number, 800-419-3684. No purchase is needed. It's like the lottery. I say that often. If you don't buy a ticket, you're not going to win. If you don't call this number, you won't be able to get the three-day, two-night stay without cost in Las Vegas. And there are a couple of other places they're working on, too. Plus, tickets to a Las Vegas show, that may pop up in the conversation as well. So dial and win. You can't lose. 800-419-3684. Otherwise, you can translate that into 800-419-DUG. Help yourself to a good time. Call Doug.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now, this is the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. As I say, every week we go through a lot of... It's interesting. I was looking at last week's, the most recent Good Day Health download, the podcast and the program, which you can hear in its entirety at gooddayhealthshow.com, plus on a couple hundred radio stations around the country. We talked about the benefits of the better sleep patterns, but it was from a point of what it does for depression. And so that's why I said when we started the program talking about depression, there's a lot of that going on now, and you need to recognize it, because not only does it have a mental impact on you, it's the spirit-mind-body connection. The mind predicates what's going on in your body. And if you're under stress, you don't get, you know, the head's not working right, the body's not going to work right either. Right? And thus, the depression sets in. I think, am I making it too simple, Ken? Or is that
I
kind
think
of
you're
it?
Making it straight on the way it is.
All right, let's go. We haven't had any COVID conversations, and I haven't missed them at all. But there is some news about Paxlovid. So those of you who do get long COVID, you have people in your family. I was talking to a fellow last night at a restaurant whose whole family, he got the shots, whole family got COVID. He had a bad case of it. And he actually said something. He took Paxlovid and didn't do a thing for him. Now, it has obviously done some things for some people, but what's this latest story, Ken?
Well, he sounds like a tough patient.
Yeah, he's a tough guy.
It sounds like a very challenging patient, and that's what makes medicine challenging and
challenging
not
itself.
Easy. If every patient was easy, I'd be home at 5 o'clock in the afternoon every day. But nevertheless, there is this very effective antiviral drug for COVID-19 for many called Paxlovid. And the question of whether to take it, it's usually prescribed if you're at risk of hospitalization, if you're at risk of dying from COVID, as opposed to those who are younger without much other medical issues. The current variant, for most, it's like a flu. But if you're over 75 or you have a lot of medical problems, chronic illnesses, you have issues with your immune system, you know the list we got over them so many times, then you are at risk of hospitalization and not surviving. And this is where Paxlovid is extremely effective in so many people. But it's a bit of a challenging drug to take. It's got to be taken early on, within 5 days. It interacts with a gigantic number of drugs, so it really has to be prescribed carefully. I think this drug interacts with as many drugs as I've ever seen any drug interact with. So, but another reason why patients will often ask me, should I take the Paxlovid, because they're hoping maybe it will prevent long COVID. They're maybe in their 30s, they're otherwise well, but what they're really concerned about with COVID-19 is, will they get this long COVID, this form that may be due to underlying persistent virus in the body, or the damage that COVID does to your body, or just to an immune problem that your overreactive immune system has caused damage. Well, the news out of Cell is that in a nearly 9,600 veteran study with Paxlovid, they had about the same risk of most post-COVID side effects as vets not treated with the antiviral medication. Bottom line, Doug, Paxlovid does not cut the risk of long COVID.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to know, especially as highly promoted the advertising of this drug is unprecedented. It's everywhere, and obviously they don't tell you the whole story, so it's good to have the whole story. Dr. Ken with the whole story here on Good Day Health.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Taking to the social media platform X today, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin announced he will not be running for re-election in 2024.
What I will be doing is traveling the country and speaking out to see if there is an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring Americans together.
This almost certainly guarantees Republicans a Senate seat in the deeply red state. GOP Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is introducing a resolution to initiate the impeachment of the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. Greene alleges that Mayorkas has committed high crimes and misdemeanors pertaining to the U.S. southern border. A new study from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development found that binge drinking around the world is very popular. The country that does it the most is Denmark, followed by Romania, and then Britain. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
After the hour, another half hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing you around to some of the things that Ken has seen in his research this week, medical journals, and the result of a lot of focus, continuing focus on these things, because they do need to be interpreted, the studies do, and you need to know how they may impact you. So, if you're trying to keep your brain, there's been a lot of discussion this week on various programs that I've been involved with, Ken, talking about mental health, or more importantly, the health of the brain. You know, it's very interesting to understand the difference. You think your brain is all about your mentality. I guess it is to a point, but the brain is a functional organ, and how you think is a result of what goes on in that organ. Cognitive health, the whole discussion about Alzheimer's and how many people have it and how they get it and yada yada. So here's some good news. If you're a senior, something you can do to boost your cognitive health.
Sure. And cognition is thinking and remembering. And this is a report this week, Doug, in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Tai Chi. Tai Chi is a practice that involves a series of slow, gentle movements and physical postures, a meditative state of mind, and controlled breathing. And it's now being used in many areas to try to improve health. The news this week, Doug, is that Tai Chi classes, they help older adults improve their subtle problems with cognition. Again, this is memory and thinking skills. It also helps them with a fundamental multitasking skill. Walking while your attention is elsewhere, and hopefully it's not elsewhere on your phone while you're walking, as we talked about earlier. But to multitask for the elderly is very important, and it's a skill that we who work and socialize and live with the elderly, you realize it deteriorates early, and this Tai Chi may help allow the elderly among us to multitask better.
I wonder if there's something beside Tai Chi from that same school of activity that would also, it would stand to reason, wouldn't it, that any kind of activity like boosts your blood flow and that sort of thing would help your cognitive health?
Well, I'm a scientist, so I deal in data, and we need to do a study, and that's what this study looked at, and you can... So often the body, you make assumptions, it fools you. So you would think that some of the others might, and hopefully we'll do some studies and confirm it. It's nice we have data. Annals of Internal Medicine, very believable medical journal. Tai Chi looks good. It gets a stamp of an A this week.
All right. Speaking of stats, I have my watch on, and my blood pressure is currently 120 over 74. Which is higher than it usually is. I like to, every once in a while, talk about this with Ken because he has a great message as to how you can use these tools to keep an eye on what's going on in your body. My heartbeat right now is 62 beats a minute. Let's see, what else do I have?
Stress. Your blood pressure is a little up. You had a little bit of stress this morning, right?
There you go. Yes, I've had a good deal of stress today concerning.
And this is just an example of how reactive blood pressure is. Heart rate and blood pressure, they're very reactive to your mental and physical state. And this is why when you measure blood pressure and heart rate, you have to control for these two factors, mental and physical state, or you can think your blood pressure and heart rate are much higher than they really are. Doctors like to use baseline when your mental and physical states are nice and relaxed. And what Doug is talking about is remote patient monitoring. This is a new preventive tool that Medicare pioneered, did a really good thing for preventive cardiologists, allowing us to have these tools. We now have these high-tech watches. A lot of the work's has been done at Mount Sinai Medical School in Manhattan. We can measure blood pressure, heart rate, temperature, oxygenation, even mental stress based on this research done at Mount Sinai Medical School, and we can give you a number for what your mental stress is from 1 to 100, and you can get immediate biofeedback. Most insurers cover this, and it's just a wonderful way. Studies show it keeps you out of the hospital and out of the emergency room, and we can watch you in real time, and Doug's data from his watch, Bluetooth to his phone, and it goes right to my phone, and I can look at it in real time with him.
You're looking at it now? My oxygen level is 97%. I don't have my stress level. I haven't gotten that far yet, but you seem to get to that faster than I do, and it's usually pretty low. I wonder, because my blood pressure is up a little this morning, if the stress level is up as well.
Absolutely.
Shows how much you are. I mean, it's just very helpful, very handy. So that's another reason to be in touch with Ken. You can get a connection to him for this monitoring device. Call his office for a consultation, 352-735-1400. Everybody of age and everyone who is qualified to have this ought to have it, because it is a great tool, as Ken has suggested. All right, let's talk about a study that's been done by the Journal of the American Medical Association about intermittent fasting and what that does. Is it effective if you're trying to lose weight, Ken?
Yes, this is really important. This is really, I really caught my eye this week. This is from JAMA Network Open. That's the Journal of the American Medical Association, one of their publications, Network Open. And you're going to be hearing a lot about this, this intermittent fasting, if you haven't already, but even more. And a way to think about intermittent fasting is, most of us, when we try to lose weight, we go to calorie-restricted eating to lose weight. And all intermittent fasting, Doug, is time-restricted eating. So with calorie-restricted, you know, the dietitian or the doctor, me, I put you on a number of calories per day. But with time-restricted eating, you're not worried so much about calories. You're only focusing on when you eat. So the participants who ate only during an 8-hour window, Doug, in this study between noon and 8 p.m., each day lost more weight over 6 months than participants who were instructed to reduce their calorie intake, are you ready, by 25%. So the other group that did not restrict lost more weight when they only ate between noon and 8 p.m. Conclusion, Doug, time-restricted eating can be an effective weight loss method. I think you're going to be hearing a lot about this. I've tried to eat 8 hours a day. With my busy schedule, I don't feel real good on it. I went to 10 hours. I feel much better. But I can restrict calories myself, and I try to the best of both worlds. And I'm eating about 10 hours a day right now, and I stop eating within 3 hours of going to bed. And it's helped me to keep my weight where I'm trying to keep it.
You know, it's interesting. I'm looking at this watch and listening to you because I'm inhaling and exhaling. Maybe you're going to hear me breathing on the microphone. I'm trying to stay off the mic a little bit, but what it brings to my, it said to me to calm down. Now, I'm normally my stress level is about 15 out of 50.
I can hear it. I think our listeners can hear it today.
What? Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay. So I'll calm
and
down.
And what's the watch? I'm trying to. I'm connecting on the app, and you got to it before me. I was busy reporting about intermittent fasting. And what's your stress number? I'm turning my app on.
It just
right
says,
now.
"Please calm down." Yes. It doesn't tell me what my stress level is. I'm not finding the stress level like I usually do. And sometimes I don't use this the way I'm supposed to. But it really is. I'm not getting paid to talk about it. I just think that it's a fabulous tool to use, and I always have it on when Ken is with me, so we can interpret stuff. And it isn't about me. It's about helping you understand. I am always happy to be a guinea pig for Ken, as he knows HIPAA goes out the window when he and I are talking about what goes on with me, because I think it helps people. It maybe is a way to learn some lessons. And as we're talking about losing weight, how about we spend a moment talking about Calotrin, which is it's spelled C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. I always get comments from people. How do you spell this? It's Calotrin. What is the C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N? That's the name of the product. It's become the number one way to lose weight, the safe way, the non-toxic way. It keeps the weight off, too. I think that's more the target part of this program that I like. Toploss.com is their website. You can go online. You get the daily deals. Right now they're finishing this weekend with their Halloween deals, discounts on everything. But, you know, I mean, knowing that their discounts is great. Knowing how it works and that it's guaranteed to help you lose weight or you get your money back, that's why you choose Calotrin. Because it's so healthy. Certified by the FDA, independently tested for quality. It's a perfect supplement for everybody who want to lose weight the natural way. Now, you may not think that's important. That's up to you. But if you're consciously thinking about doing all the right things so that you're as healthy as you can be, this is the way to do it in the weight loss department. Okay, so go to the website, toploss.com. Check out the deals and check out the products. Check out how it'll work for you. Sign up, take the product, use Doug as a code for free shipping and all these discounts that you can get on pretty much everything they have in their catalog. Check it out, toploss.com. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calotrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calotrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason CalTrim has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calgen on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen. So I'm not trying to belabor this, but I look at this watch, and I'm thinking about how many steps I take in a day. And I see that there has been, because of the meeting here in Boston last week of the College of Surgeons, the reality of what happens when you take 7,500 steps before surgery. So give us the scoop, will you, Ken?
This is some great news out of the American College of Surgeons, Doug. The odds of complications within 90 days after hospital discharge, they're reduced by half if a patient is getting more than 7,500 steps a day before their procedure. So if you're able to walk and you have elective scheduled surgery, think about 7,500 steps a day and your likelihood of getting a complication in the 90 days after discharge is much reduced. So this is great.
Isn't that amazing?
Thinking about elective surgery.
That's amazing. It is. It's phenomenal. It's great. All right. We have a thing on the Good Day program called Food, Farm, and Family. We have a website, foodfarmfamily.com. We post every day recalls. Thought it was interesting that you thought it was important to talk about the salmonella outbreak that has been linked to pre-cut onions in a number of states. That's one of the things we did talk about on the Food, Farm, Family broadcast. So we want to give us the background on that.
Yes, the FDA is investigating a salmonella outbreak, Doug. You probably know a lot more about this than all of us. It's linked to packaged diced onions that has sickened at least 73 people across 22 states. The reason why I'm bringing this up is 15 of the illnesses were so bad that people required hospitalization.
Oof.
Yeah. Gill's Onions has already issued a recall for the products, which include diced yellow onions, diced onions and celery, diced, am I pronouncing this right, mirepoix, which is onions, carrots, and celery, and diced red onions.
You got this. The whole thing, I could go on. You said we could make a whole program out of something we were talking about earlier. I could make a whole program out of this because of the problems of growing food in one place and packaging it, moving to other parts of the country. Anyway, there's a word from Dr. Ken. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken in just a few moments.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back at 53 after the hour. It's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Put some questions for Dr. Ken that you can dial in, by the way. 855-999-3684. Some of the questions make the voices actually make it onto the air. Some of the questions that we do, we transcribe to get them to Ken so he can answer them. But if you care to dial this up anytime, it doesn't have to be just when Ken's on the air, but you'll be thinking about it then because you'll hear me talking about it. But this phone line's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for calls and comments. Questions for Dr. Ken at 855-999-3684. Now, let's talk about a blood test. People are wondering about the risk for ALS, which is Gehrig's disease, right? And what happens because of all the toxins that are in the air. We could probably say this, there's so many toxins in the air. I was talking earlier about plastics and what's happening after Halloween with all the plastic stuff, the disposable things, supposedly disposable, that we get. You know, packaging is a big issue here, and I'm wondering how that may play into this study. What do you say?
Yeah, this is, take note, everybody. This is out of the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry this week, Doug. Researchers, they use the blood test to gauge a person's risk for Lou Gehrig's disease. This is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, a mouthful. Horrible problem. And the test is based on exposure to environmental toxins such as pesticides and PCBs. It can also help predict a person's survival after an ALS diagnosis. So by looking at all the possible causes, it seemed like those two were at the highest in terms of being linked to people who were getting ALS. Just something to take note about.
All right, so this is an offshoot of something we talked about on a previous program when I asked you how doctors are going to deal with AI in patient care. One of the things the FDA is looking at, apparently, is the fact that there are no real rules. So would you be expected as a doctor to make up your own rules in your clinic as to how artificial intelligence may play into how you treat your patients?
Well, I think the general rule that we all act by, you know, we take an oath, do no harm. And so that's a general rule that if I was using AI, you know, I would want to use it to just improve the quality level of care. Where I think we have problems with it, you know, this is, I like to call it assisted intelligence, Doug,
yeah,
where it benefits the patients.
I would like that. Yeah.
Where it's used to filter out who gets what, that's where I have trouble with. And, you know, and there are unfortunate efforts in various relationships to medicine to try to introduce it as a way to filter out who should get what. And
yeah,
and this is where you need, you know, a personal physician involved in these decisions, not the machines. And I think this is what most people are concerned about.
Next question. When will the nationwide Adderall shortage end? I didn't know there was a shortage of Adderall, but then I think I know what Adderall is. Isn't that for ADHD and some of the things, the mind disconnect stuff, and a lot of people need it. ADHD is sort of a neurological disorder, right? Isn't it?
ADHD, yeah. Medication shortage. It is straining patients and families who are dealing with this. And hopefully, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't think really anyone knows the answer to your question. And hopefully this is a longer, bigger term picture about it. How and where we depend on where our drugs are made. And I think this is just a warning to our planning that we should be making medications here in America with adequate,
yep,
availability, adequate testing, and, you know, you get your medicines coming in from wherever. You know, is the FDA really out there checking enough?
Nope, not at all. They don't check anything that comes in. They don't even check the meat that comes in, the food, the products from other countries, never mind the drugs. And
this is a symptom of a big problem that hopefully we bring most of our or all of our drug manufacturing
back
locally.
Here. Yep, exactly. That's a word. Those are thoughts and sentiments expressed by all the people who are actually in the know. And speaking of the people that are in the know, that's what Dr. Ken is all about. Here at your service on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This program is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.